The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. So this episode is called The Rollover. Oh, yeah. I'm finna get real candid. I'm finna get real nasty. So if you got kids and shit around, you pause this and listen to it at a later time. I'm not even finna bullshit you. I'm finna cut up because I had to talk to some of my homegirls about this. They gave me some inspiration on this. And I had, you know, other inspiration on this. And I've had past experiences on this. Let me explain to you again. If your babies is in the room, get them out of there. Unless you want them to learn some new shit, because they're going to learn it today. Okay? All right. So, the rollover. Y'all know what the rollover is. The rollover is when you sleeping with a motherfucker and they roll over and tap that ass again and again and again and again if he got it in him. But let me tell you something, female. You doing a disservice to your own pussy if you only letting him hit once. You is poor pussy management to not let him eat that cat first. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Oh, my God. We too old. We too old to go into the fuck session without the pussy being clean, doing all the coochie prep, all that stuff that we need to do before we encounter this. You know, before you even get to my panties to pull them down, my stuff is on 10, okay? She's intact. She smell good. You can put your nose in my butt crack, baby, and we gonna be good, okay? I can kiss you afterwards. That's how clean and on point this ass is. So why in the hell wouldn't you let him eat your ass? Yes, I'm talking about you. I love you, sis. But if he try to eat your cat, don't stop him. Girl, please. You let him eat. Let me slow down. It's a disservice to your kitty cat to not let him eat it first. Why would you do her like that? You look down at your kitty cat right now and apologize to her. 'Cause he was supposed to eat her. I don't care if he eating you so good, you having grandma seizures back to back. Bitch, I don't care if you in the middle of a seizure. Let him eat it till he blue in the face. I don't care. She'll tell you when she ready. Let him get your behind good and ready for he start sticking on you. And if he, Lord Jesus. If you stay overnight, and I'm going to tell you, get it before you leave. If you going to leave. He got to roll over and do it again. Okay, and you ain't killed shit in one run. I got ADD. I got anxiety and shit. I'm hyper, nigga. ADHD, all of that. You gonna have to put me to sleep. I'm still awake. Hello. Roll back over here until I shut up. Are you serious? Take a break if you have to, but you better come back. You bet. Oh my God. There's no way in hell we going to a hotel. You hitting it one time and we gone the next day. You at least hit it in the morning or something. Are you for real? The rollover is important. I gotta have it. You know, when you go to a bar, they tell you it's a 2-drink minimum. How the fuck you gotta have a 2-drink minimum at a bar, but you can't handle a 2-hit minimum. You gotta hit this at least twice in that night, baby. I don't want to see you no more. If you can't roll over, block his ass. Don't call him no more. Don't call me, nigga. Stay out my inbox. You and that whack ass dick, stay out my. I mean, come on, let's just be real. Let's just be real, sis. You gave him the whole pie. Okay, the pie, the P-I-E, the pussy, the intent, the energy. You took all that time. You walked around for 2 days with that yachty pearl up your ass to tighten up your coochie, trying to find that little bitty tiny ass string every 5 minutes. I mean, did it fall out? Is it still in there? Rich, you didn't play with the wand and tighten the coochie. You didn't put the gel in. Now, we'll talk about the kit a little bit later. Matter of fact, just hit me up on the inbox. We'll talk about the overnight bag and what all goes into the kit. But bitch, you done gave this nigga the pie. Let me go back to the regular program. To the pie. And, you know, he didn't got the pussy. NT and the energy. You know, you done gave this nigga. Oh, you done gave him your pussy. Your energy. Your time. Your space. I let you in. This shit is exquisite. And you hit it one time and went to sleep. And woke up in the morning telling me, hey, you still here? Are you still here? We getting dressed? You ain't hitting again? Oh, my God. You give me bullshit dick and I give you grade A pussy? We not equally yoked. No, sir. We're not equally yoked. You got to roll over. It is about that rollover. I tell you, ain't nothing like when somebody set the bar and you get it 4 or 5 times in one night. That's the bar. I hate it for you, partner, because somebody set the bar. They roll over and act like they were starving for the pussy. They were eating and eating again and fucking. And let me tell you something, sis. I understand coochie might get so... I'm going to tell you what I did a couple times. Take the little washcloth, go get a couple pieces of ice, put it down there. Your pussy hot anyway. The motherfucker on, it feel like a heartbeat going on down there anyway because she got the shit beat out of her. Pow, 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 pow. You feel that little heartbeat, pow, 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 pow. So you take that wash rag and that ice and you just sit it down there until the ice melt. Now she numb, she cool. You know, if you have to, get you some Excedrin. Get you some Advil, some Tylenol, some Benadryl. Put all that shit in your little bag. Get yourself right. Because you doing her ass wrong. See, it's two different types of, I got the shit busted out of me. See, a sick pussy is like the flu. Oh, I'm fucked off. I can't do this. But you brag about getting that shit beat up. Girl, I got the shit beat out of me. But, you know, I'm going to take this week to recuperate. She'll be all right. You can take a hot bath, a little salt bath, get in the shower. She's built for that shit. The coochie is built for a rollover. Okay? She built for a rollover and a beat down. She built for it. This motherfucker had babies. The pussy's built for that. It's built for it. Why? And if he can't do it, don't call him no more. Damn. Just replace him. Just block him. Just block him. Just block him. Just take your pussy to the Gold's Gym. I mean, work that motherfucker out. When you go to the gym and your muscles are sore, it's a different kind of it's a different kind of complaint. You know, ooh, I'm sore because I worked out so hard, but I'm going to get back in there and I'm going to work this shit out and I did so good. It's different. It's a whole different complaint. It's the same type of complaint the pussy need to have. Let me slow down. Because I really feel bad for bitches that ain't getting no rollover. I understand they're getting a little old and they can't do it. Take your time. Take a deep breath. Maybe he could do it in the morning. If he can't come back that night, I understand. Maybe he can come back with it in the morning. Maybe he'll wake up at 3, 4 in the morning and tap you and wake you up. Oh, my God, yes. It's nothing like it. I need to slow down because everybody's not treating their pussy the way it's supposed to. But I have to understand everybody is not out there getting that. But if you're not, you have to learn when to cut people off. See, because you got to understand, ladies, especially at this age, The pussy be all completely intact. We either went and got them hairs plucked off that motherfucker, or we done shaved it down to the goals. We done did all this prepping and pulling and shit. You know, we walk up in there, nigga, I promise you this pussy smell and tastes like roses, pearls, and peaches. I done went through some shit for you to not put your face down there and eat this shit till I can't think straight. I need to fucking come in tongue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I need to be reaching for shit that ain't there. Nigga, I tore the paint off the wall. That's how I want to come. And that's what I deserve. You know, you understand the prep that we do? Oh, damn. Oh, you supposed to be engulfed in pussy, sir. Engulfed in it. I want to see you so engulfed in pussy that I see the pussy dripping off your beard. And I be like, oh, you gonna put that all over me. And I kind of wipe it off because it's dripping. Or the shit, or you done went all the way in and the shit on your mustache and your beard. Or if you a motherfucking Rhodes Scholar and you went in there face first. And that, is that pussy on this nigga eyebrows? Oh my God, I'm in love with that. You just got a whole complete pussy face. Like I sat on it or something. You know, you're supposed to be engulfed in pussy. I promise you, she's ready. I didn't come in there with it. No woman my age and in my clique, my crew, my girls, we ain't coming in there with our coochie not right. We discussed this. We discussed the contents that need to be in the overnight hoe bag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hit me up on Instagram or DM or whatever if you want to understand what goes into the overnight hoe bag, what goes in the bag to make the coochie exquisite. And what actually consists of a rollover, okay? I thought I cleared that up, but the rollover includes he laid it down, and he gets to go and lay it down again. And if you get a good component into this game of rolling over, he gonna keep rolling over and rolling over and rolling over and rolling over, ooh, until he can't no more. And you know what? I got further tricks for that, ladies. But again, hit me up. You know, get that next level. How to get that rollover. He may not be a rollover type guy, but oh, listen to what I got to tell you. I haven't fucked up like catnip. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I understand. But yes, ladies. Let him nosedive in your damn booty. Don't stop him from that. That's like stopping a nigga from giving me money. Bitch, I'm not finna ever stop him. You want to give me some money? Girl, don't you know letting him give you money is helping his masculinity? Let me tell you something, fellas. Every time you give a chick some money, help her with a bill, your dick get bigger. Yes, I bullshit you not. Every time you give to a woman, because that is what you're designed and supposed to do, you get closer to big dick energy. Yes, you start having big dick energy, your confidence goes through the roof, and your dick grows just a little bit more. Keep giving, keep giving, keep giving and get that big dick energy. You will get it. Give into that woman. Pour into it, because that's what a pussy is built to receive. I can't emphasize this enough. And I know it sounds like bullshit, but I promise you, your dick will grow. You'll be through the roof. Give to that woman. Give it to her, damn it. Whew. I feel like I'm preaching. I feel like I'm preaching. I do. I feel like I'm. You know, I feel like I'm just short of an altar to stand my or podium to stand my black ass up on. And because this message is really taking something out of me. You know how the preachers be all tired and shit. They be like,
Ooh, like they done just laid down the burden of the Lord on your ass. Like, I'm trying to help y'all niggas to understand. If he don't roll over, don't call him back. Block his ass. Don't let he, bitch, he don't deserve to be in your fucking bed no more. And I have to calm down because, you know. I mean, we all like that nasty shit. If you don't like nothing nasty, you need to check yourself. I mean, come on now. Come on now. We like it when that beard dripping pussy juice and it's like makeup. Boy, let me smudge it all over your face a little bit. Let me put this concealer pussy on your face. It's going to help your skin. Boy, you already got beautiful ass skin. Let me just smear it on that beard. Going to be all full and luscious and luxurious and shit. Just all of your hair growing back and every damn thing from this coochie juice. It's healing. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna let y'all in on another secret, and then, you know, I'm gonna let you marinate on it. So, because pussy is a portal to heaven, and when a man and a woman love each other, I mean really, 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 really love each other, and they fuck, oh my God. Don't you know they just healed each other? I can heal the wounds in you, and you heal the wounds in me, and we can heal other motherfuckers in the room. The whole goddamn house is healed. Bitch, the dog is healed. That little motherfucker was blind, and now he can see. I'm telling you, it's so much power in pussy. It's power in the divine connection. And that's why it is just a waste of time for me to do all this prep if you can't roll over. And that is what Tanisha said.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.